What do you see happening in the future?
Let me ask you a question. How's the inventory situation in San Angelo area?
That's a good question. It's a great question. We actually almost have two markets, if that's possible.
Oh.
If you go under 200,000, we have, I'm going to say, less than 30-day supply.
Mm-hmm.
If you go over 250, especially over 300 and 400, we might have a two-year supply.
Yeah. Okay, well, what's happened? You get this bifurcation in the market, and for a long time, wealthy people were the only people doing anything. In fact, our whole government policy for economic growth has been to make rich people richer. That's why the Federal Reserve put the interest rates down to zero, to make the stock market and the bond market go to record highs. The theory is known as the wealth effect, that the wealthier you get, the more likely you are to buy something. And so with no economic development programs coming out of Washington at all, we've had this zero interest monetary policy designed to make rich people richer. So with that said, the average person in America that doesn't own a house or stocks or bonds, their salaries have only gone up 1 or 2% a year. Nobody's really wanted to sell anything to them as a customer because they weren't able to buy. So what's happened over time is that the home building side of things has responded to that, because you don't want, if your customer can't buy, you don't want to build stuff for them. And so what we've seen is a lot of new construction toward the higher end of the market. So you have adequate supply on the high end of the market, but for a, quote, affordable house for an average Texan, nobody's building those anymore. In addition to that, they're probably not going to be building them anymore, because a different form of government, as you can tell, I'm not a big fan of government anything, especially government regulation. But the problem is local municipalities put so many building codes and restrictions on new construction, it's expensive to build anymore. It sounds fun to have a house that's energy efficient and does all these fancy things and so forth, but every time you add another $2,000 to the price of a house, it just makes it that much harder for an average Texan to buy one of them.
I'm so glad you said that. We just, in fact, I have a partner with one of our builders here. We just finished a house, and we put the foam in there, and it's literally like an ice chest. The whole house is inside and out. Well, instead of about $4,000, $5,000 for insulation, it's $12,000.
Yeah.
And guess what happens when you go to sell the house?
Everybody, you don't get it back.
They want to hear what you just said. So we want the go green, go efficiency, but we don't want to pay for it.
Well, the nice thing is you got a nice ice chest cooler that sounds real good, that nobody can afford to pay for it.
And I think that's where we are too.
Yeah.
In here, and I guess that's where we're.
So what happens is when you have a limited amount of supply, then you get bidding wars going on because there's just not enough homes to pick from. Statewide, we've got like 3 months of inventory. There's just no homes available for sale statewide. We've found over the years that an average inventory is about 6 months of homes available for sale. And statewide, we're half of that. And so prices are going up pretty dramatically. And that's kind of bad news for the Texas economy in the long run, because as our houses continue to go up in value at a pretty high clip, you do this for several years, and all of a sudden, we're just as expensive as Portland, Oregon, or some of these other places that are very expensive. That's our economic advantage of Texas, is that people can move here, buy a house for a reasonable price, raise their family, have a good lifestyle on a salary that's smaller than New York or San Francisco. And so businesses in Texas can compete in a global economy.
But your opinion on this, which I call a double-edged sword, I think a lot of businesses want to come to Texas because we don't have a state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we have high property taxes because we don't have a state income tax. And just what you said, as our values go up, so will those property taxes.
Yes.
So you kind of have a catch-22.
Well, you know, the catch-22 is this. No matter if you're a Texan or a Vermont person or a Coloradan, you have to pay for the services that your government gives you. And you either pay them in user fees or income taxes or sales taxes or property taxes. We in Texas have chosen that we don't want to pay for income tax. So as a response to that, we're either going to use user fees, sales tax, or property tax. Just pick your poison. The moral of this story is that there's no free lunch for taxpayers. If you want services from government, you're going to have to pay for it.
Somebody's going to pay for it.
Somebody's going to have to pay for it. And it's not somebody. It's the taxpayers. There is no somebody out there. It's the taxpayers that pay the bill.
Well, and one reason they asked me, said, why are y'all going back to Austin? Why are y'all going to Washington? I said, well, because the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and we want that. You know, we don't want a transfer tax on real estate. We don't want things like that. We want that to go somewhere else. And of course, somewhere else wants it to come over here. So that's what that's all about.
Yes, indeed. That's true.
So you predict prices are going to keep going up in value.
Prices are going to continue to go up as long as the inventory is low. Scott, we had a saying when I was at the University of Texas that if you torture data long enough, it'll confess to anything. And one of my guys is a good, he knows how to torture data big time. And what we found is that when you don't have enough inventory, when inventory gets below about 6.5 months, that's when prices start going up pretty dramatically. And so normally in Texas, we would see a price increase of houses maybe 2-4%. That would be kind of average. But with what we've got going on now with this limited supply, you're seeing prices go up faster than that in some markets. And in fact, in places like Austin, they're up 10-12%. Dallas, wow, the same way. So it's good to have a good supply of homes in the market because that keeps the prices from going up too fast. And that sounds kind of counterintuitive. I'm guessing that your audience is going, what is that guy talking about? Because I want my house to go up 40% a year. That's my goal. Well, the problem with that is if your house goes up even 10% a year for 5 years, suddenly they're not affordable and people stop moving here.
Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.